Let's go, Pioneer America. Instructions for French immigrants to the Ohio Valley on this moment of Indiana history. In August of 1816, French settler Marie-Barbe Francois Lacanal mailed an invitation from the Vivy, Indiana post office to her nephews in the Netherlands. Marie promised them 40 acres of land to cultivate for 5 or 6 years, enough time to raise animals and learn farming and English. Eventually, her husband Joseph would obtain 1 or 2 540-acre lots from Congress for them, payable over 5 years. They would have hunting rights in 20 leagues of forest, full of deer, hare, rabbit, partridge, and wild duck, as well as fishing in an immense river. Marie advised her nephews to recruit family members for the trip and indentured servants. Marie suggested they travel in the fall and, at the port, not to divulge that they were coming to America to settle. Once they reached the U.S., they should buy a horse to carry their baggage while they walked alongside. Regarding American cuisine, Marie wrote, "You will never see a drop of soup nor beer. There is dark water called coffee, although it does not contain one grain of it." Nonetheless, she noted, "Americans are good people. A person alone can travel without apprehension." Once they reached the Ohio River at Pittsburgh or Wheeling, the men would hire a boat to Vivy. Along with directions to the first manse on the left side of the river, Marie enclosed her European wish list for everything from eau de cologne to apricot tree cuttings. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.